Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Use your voice, somebody hears you.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, calling a spade, pulling back that curtain, exposing waste, fraud, and abuse in your government, wasting our tax dollars for no good. Yet another day on the Hostile Zone. Again, Miss Bianca C, S-E-A like the ocean, is working on another project, so you have my humble correspondent as your only person for the evening. However, we have a guest this evening, which will be coming in shortly. So, like I start off every show, I like to say thank you to everybody, because without you, we would not have our rankings and our numbers and our sponsors and all the great things that are going on. We have our second show being launched. We have so much great stuff going on. If you want to reach the, we don't have a ticker. If you want to reach the, you want to reach the show, it's The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. Eric.Sinati at bbstalkradio.com. Bianca C, S-E-A. At bbstalkradio.com. And as always, you can get me directly at eric@ericandrewsinati.com. We do review your emails. We try to follow up with as many people that call in and email. The tip line has been over the top of people calling in with tips of waste, fraud, abuse, and stuff. Law enforcement abusing their authority and all that stuff. So I thank you all, because you have made this a success, and we are now working with several people across the nation to expose people who abuse their power. So tonight is an interesting show, because we're going to talk a little bit about culture and music and the American society, and how music truly is a part of American society at any level, no matter what ethnicity, no matter what type of music, it affects people to the core, and it is who we are as Americans. So today we're delving into a fascinating and timely discussion about the profound influence of country music. That's right, folks, particularly country music, how it's influenced society, even in the legal sector, which we'll get in moving forward. But it truly shapes the foundation of America. From its roots in the heartland, and its echoing presence through all of the metropolises across the country, from LA to New York to Nashville to Florida, no matter where you are, you cannot get away from country music's rise and their influence. And you can't say, no matter who you are, what type of music you actually enjoy, you can't say that you don't appreciate some good country music, because there's some heart behind those lyrics, and some of them are real deep. So, country music is more than just melodies and lyrics. They literally are the voice of the people. They are the voice of America, truly. A reflection of societal shifts from a racist time to an open time, to a woke world that they claim we're in, to a conservative world. No matter what it is, country music is always there, and they're always playing their part. And at times, they are the catalyst for change, believe it or not. So as we explore this topic, well, we also see how the artists use the various platforms to address real-world issues. And I think that's key, because when you have a platform, similar to me having a platform with 2 to 3 million live viewers and then all the downloads afterwards, you know, that's a large platform. I can use that how I would like to. Well, as an artist in doing country music or any other music, but specifically country here, they are exploring their inner feelings, and they are shaping their society. And people listen to that. People resonate. So the famous quote of the day, music can change the world because it can change people. Music can change the world because it can change people. Bono. Bono's words remind us that music is not just entertainment, but it's a powerful tool for change, capable of reaching the hearts and minds of listeners, influencing attitudes and actual legislation across the board. Talking points and some little bit of statistics, because, folks, truly, music entertainment really does shape society in every possible manner you can think of, right down to the United States Constitution. Some of the most final amendments of the Constitution include also things that are relevant to what's going on in the world. And they ended up in the Constitution because the power of people, the power of music, the power of platforms, all of that great stuff is what shapes America. Historically, the influence on civil rights and protest movements. I mean, let's be serious. Let's talk about, I know we're specifically talking about country, but this is outside my age group time frame, but I'm sure people out there listening or watching some of my production team that might give me nasty looks in a minute, who doesn't have their microphone muted. They were experiencing something called, what was that called in the 60s? Come on, help me out here. I gave it away, Carrie. I handed it to you. Woodstock. I knew she'd get mad at me. Were you there, Carrie?
Well, you told me to turn the mic off, so I did.
I know, because I can hear your fingers tapping away over there in L.A. I got HBO, I got all these people typing to me, and I can see it, and then I hear you typing. Anyway, were you at Woodstock? I know, I'm being real.
No, I wasn't.
But all right. But, I mean, you agree, though, that it really did have a lot of influence on cultural society, and it really did make significant changes, along the way. People were protesting war. They were protesting racism, inequality. I mean, women's suffrage. There was a whole bunch of things going on. Now, it was a different type of time, a different society, but nonetheless, it literally shaped movements. If you listen to some of these songs, not just country, I mean, actually one of the most famous things that came out of Woodstock, I think, was Jimi Hendrix's version of the national anthem, which also kind of disturbs me because the crowd, even though they were protesting the war and they were protesting inequality and racism and other issues that people were dealing with, they honored the national anthem, they honored the flag, even while they were having peace, love, and happiness and all this wonderful things, all the substances and stuff that were being done, which is okay, whatever that is, it's fine. But when you move from one level to the next, it's a different world. Similar when we were just talking to Elise, country music is changing. And when you look at what went on for Woodstock and you look at the patriotism is lost in a lot of ways. If Jimi Hendrix were there today and we were to have a Woodstock right now in Saugerties, New York, I believe that's where it was, New York State, Saugerties, which is the town very close to Woodstock, folks. So just in case you want to bot and troll me, Saugerties, I believe, is the actual town. Woodstock is the one right next door. Nonetheless, fact is that if you were to do that now in that same location with the same demographics, then bottom line that, yes, always a pleasure. Bottom line is that if you took the same age group and you literally did it scientifically, we took the same age group, the same racial mix, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and the same location, what would the reaction be for the folks at the concert, the event, when a Jimi Hendrix or somebody got up there and did a Wicked version of the national anthem? The crowd went insane back then. And here we are now in 2024, people are burning flags, breaking down statues, and disrespecting our history. Folks, if we forget history, we forget tomorrow and we'll repeat it. With that, before I go on, we're going to go to a break. Don't go anywhere. Don't make Sinani come looking for you.
The Ramrand Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today, acorns.com/share, or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code, 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC, and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sonati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio. Hey, it's Eric A. Sonati, host of two syndicated talk shows on iHeartRadio. When I need a sharp look, I head to Quick Cuts. Susan, the owner, always nails it perfect every time. Mention Eric sent you, she'll give you a special deal. Call 910-371-5510 to book now.
I'm trying to hold my breath. Let it stay this way. Can't let this moment end. You set off a dream in me. Getting louder now. Can you hear it echoing? Take my hand. Will you share this with me? 'Cause darling, without you, all the shine of a thousand spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough. Never be enough. Tower of gold is still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it'll never be enough. Never be enough.
Back in?
Yep.
Okay. And we're back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial. Always follow the links in my promo codes or QR codes. Check it out. big, big discounts, and we have a list of new sponsors. Literally, large list of new sponsors. We're building the commercials, lots of work to do, but we are looking out for you folks. Our merchandise store is in process. If you have merch ideas, let us know. If you have been a guest on the show or you want something to be displayed in our merch or you'd like to give away something on air, we're happy to do that. As always, we make charitable donations to a lot of causes. We did. We discussed what the other day was child abuse, and we went in depth to that. And this show and myself have donated a lot of money and time to combat child abuse and neglect. I have put a lot of time into these things, and we truly believe in them. So getting back to the point where we were saying about patriotism, what I see here with like this beautiful young lady, Elise, here, is bringing back the patriotism into the game. And I think country truly, really never lost that. I think, and again, I'm generally not the person, Miss Bianca C, S-C-A, like the ocean. She should be right here, but she's working on a project. But she would better speak to this. But I mean, at least from what I understand about music, the basics that I do know, is that country music has always seemed to be pro-American, regardless of what your political background is, your beliefs are. I like to see the inclusion. Now, I'm going to throw a caveat out there when I say inclusion. I am all for inclusion, but I believe you must be able to perform at the level that you've been included in, and you need to have competed to be at that level, and you need to perform at that level, and there are expectations. You just don't get something because of diversity, DEI, diversity and inclusion, et cetera. That's no way to get anything. Work hard. Like this young lady we just had on, she's worked hard. She's ready to take it to the next level. And we're going to do whatever we can to help her. And there are others like her. Don't assume life is free. That's all I'm saying. Songs long addressing legal struggles. I mean, they literally wrote some of these country songs to specifically address legal issues. They have songs that discuss divorce. I mean, one of the biggest jokes out there, I know we used to make jokes when I was younger, is that every country song was a guy singing about how his wife left him, cheated on him, he's broken drunk, his pickup truck broke down, and his dog died. There's your country song. But he loved America. There you go. That was the joke that we made growing up. I kind of think it's kind of funny. I think that those are the lyrics that are healthy for our youth. It's healthy to regenerate the blood of the United States and to grow a new nation, not getting it because you're a DEI hire or because of what you are. I am all for including everybody, but I don't want somebody given something because they just are something, you know, like a tit for tat, quid pro quo. I'm not for that. But Elise, clearly, you heard the song and you had an opportunity to hear from her. She is not that. So I have been noticing that there is a very large appeal in country music. And I'm not going to lie, I myself listen to some country music now too. And now I'm going to be listening to Bougie Country, although I disagree with the spelling, but we'll support her anyway. The bottom line is that this is what America's about. You know, you got people that write books, people that write poetry or whatever. I wrote a children's book, which is coming out with my other book on the Constitution. People put thought into that. And you just don't write it because you write it. You write it like Elise said, it comes to you. It's a gift. It's a gift. And the ability to do things is just a God-given gift. And you have to harness that. And it is our job as Americans and fellow citizens and fellow human beings is to cultivate and protect people who have such skills and creativity and rise them up. Now, I'm not saying you're mathematicians and engineers and scientists or whatever. We need everybody. We need everybody, but we have to look for the purpose of everybody and rise them up so they fully fulfill their purpose. Because when they do, everything seems to fall in unison. And it's like the frequencies of the world, and at least the frequency of America, is finally in tune. And maybe we will move forward. Folks, we're going to take a break. Don't go anywhere. Please don't make me come looking for you.
At the Rand Brown Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Hey, it's Eric A. Sinati, host of two syndicated talk shows on iHeartRadio. When I need a sharp look, I head to Quick Cuts. Susan, the owner, always nails it perfect every time. Mention Eric sent you, she'll give you a special deal. Call 910-371-5510 to book now. So, interesting. Thank you for coming back. Again, always follow our promo codes and the QR codes on the screen. We provide the best opportunities and deals. I negotiate special deals for my followers. Check our subscriptions. You get additional stuff like that. Check it out. We have a lot of things. Reach out to the show if you are in need. We do help out people. Country artists are really bridging a gap between the rural and the urban world. You're literally taking like New York City and connecting it with like Nashville, which is great because when I went to grade school, we always looked at it as the great melting pot. America is the great melting pot. We all came here with whatever descent you have. Unless if you're a Native American and you literally were here first, everybody is an immigrant to this country. Everybody has a historic lineage. Everybody has significance to them. And what is great with country is it's literally building a melting pot again, which I think maybe is a sign of good things to come, because you're taking an experience that we talked about 40, 50 years ago or more, that this is what America is about. And we've been so at each other's throats and politically at odds. Nobody supports this one. This one is racist to that one. This person doesn't support this person's religion. Let's go to war over here. Let's not fund this anymore. Let's just do something for the people for once. Let the government do something for the people. And maybe if the government listened to the people, like artists, like Young Elise and some of these other artists who are writing songs passionately about what they feel about the community and the America they're growing up in. Because if you're in elected position or appointed position or a bureaucrat, you are the one that's creating their environment. You should be paying attention to what they have to say because they have a voice and they have a platform. It's like I asked her, your platform is big. When you have a big platform, you have a big voice. You can make change. Whether they listen to you or not is a whole other thing, but that's why you have to speak your voice. The First Amendment of the United States Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom to assemble. There's a lot of things in there. You need to exercise your freedoms just like you exercise your body. When you don't exercise muscles on your body, you get muscle atrophy. You lose definition and you lose actual muscle mass, muscle density. When you do not exercise your rights in this document right here in my hand, the U.S. Constitution, when you do not exercise your rights, you are forfeiting the density and the muscle mass to those rights by not stretching them out and exercising them. And you have a duty to do that as an American, because people have died and shed blood for that document. And you have the power to ensure that it continues. Another interesting point, but we're going to go to a commercial. Don't go anywhere. We're going to hit a good point. Coming right back at you.
The Ramrand Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today, acorns.com/share, or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code, 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC, and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sonati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio.
Hey, it's Eric A. Sonati, host of two syndicated talk shows on iHeartRadio. When I need a sharp look, I head to Quick Cuts. Susan, the owner, always nails it perfect every time. Mention Eric sent you, she'll give you a special deal. Call 910-371-5510 to book now. Welcome back. Welcome back. So, continuing on, female country artists are leading the charge of issues with, like, gender equality. Now, here is the thing. What do you define gender equality? On this show, we're not talking pronouns. We're not going there. I don't do that. If you want to bot and troll me, that's up to you. We're talking about a man and a woman, and that's it. We're not talking about anything else. I'm not going to that conversation. Specifically, women in country music are taking a stand, and they are showing that they have what it takes to make it in the industry, and they have what it takes to stand equal next to any other country star. And this is very important because it's a growing platform for women. And this is why I hope Elise takes her position as she's rising up. She takes her position and recognizes that young people and old people and government are listening to you. Well, we know government's listening. That's all other. Check out my other show that we're launching. We'll talk more about that. But anyway, they're hearing you. I mean, even if, think about this, folks. Think about this if you are an artist. Everybody drives in a vehicle or somehow going somewhere every day. At some point, you're listening to a radio, a TV, something. So no matter who you are, if you don't think that the President of the United States can watch TV, to know about these shows, that he doesn't listen to radio stations, you're insane because he's a human being. She's a human being. He's a human being, whatever it might be, in any office. So these young women, specifically in country music, have an opportunity to really launch their platform to a whole other level, which we could really discuss the outcomes of that, which one that I see that I did not put into my notes, but it hit me now, is that country music women truly rise and they find their spot on the pedestal and they get their voice out there and they are heard and they have followers and fans and even bots and trolls. They help your number, even if they hate you. Any press is good press. Anytime you're aired, whether they want to call your name or not, is better than your name not being called at all. But the fact of the matter is they have an opportunity to reach broader than just music, broader than basic So they literally can be the next women's suffrage movement. Wow. Sanati just said it. This could be the next women's suffrage movement. We know that we still in this state, in this country, in the United States, that there is not truly an equal pay scale. When a woman is doing a job equal to their of a man who has same education and same background, maybe not the same pay. Now, I don't know all the stats and numbers. I used to know the direct number, but I mean, we were talking like almost 25 cents or more per hour difference, which it adds up significantly at the end of the week, especially if you are a middle-class family and you have a family to feed. You know, you're eating hand to mouth, check to check. So that 25 cents will be, a big difference. So I'm hoping that beautiful young women like Elise Stein and her song, Bougie Country, she uses that platform and she helps America be the great melting pot. And we start with the fresh roots and we started a brand new beginning. But with that, it's been a great episode. I'm so thankful for Elise coming on the show. We are quite honored that she chose to be on our syndicated show for the release of her new song, Bougie Country. We will be playing it more than once. You'll hear her back again. I'm sure she's a rising star. She's going places. So, in conclusion today, country music is no longer confined to the back roads and rural settings of America. Let's be realistic, it's not. Even in New Jersey, they got a country station and I was listening to it for years. And I was shocked that they had it. And one day I was working with somebody who put it on and next thing you know, I'm like, these songs are great. They actually make sense. Honestly, I got to be honest with you. It is like poetry. But anyway, it has become a powerful force, a cultural force with the ability to influence social and legal changes on all landscapes across the United States. And I am all for that as long as we honor this book here, the United States Constitution. We honor our forefathers who created it, and we honor the men and women who have given their life or have shed blood, who have permanent disabilities for your freedom, for our freedom to speak freely right now, the freedom of the press. We need to honor them and remember them and to honor those that are still serving, who are out there listening to this show somewhere abroad in a danger, hostile zone, no pun intended. We're behind you. If you're a military family, reach out. All the information's there on below on the ticker. The show would be happy to help you out.
The Ram Round Law Firm, we understand the importance of your constitutional rights. We truly care that we must get a client their desired result. If your freedom is compromised in any way, you call us. We do immigration, state and federal criminal defense, personal injury, bankruptcy, DWIs, family law, real estate law. We want you to be confident in our ability to represent you.
Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today, acorns.com/share, or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code, 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC, and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sonati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio.
Hey, it's Eric A. Sonati, host of two syndicated talk shows on iHeartRadio. When I need a sharp look, I head to Quick Cuts. Susan, the owner, always nails it perfect every time.
Mention Eric sent you, she'll give you a special deal. Call 910-371-5510 to book now.
Without further ado, we're going to be welcoming in our guests to today's show. I'd like to introduce today's guest, Elise Stein, country singer, going to be releasing her song on our show.
Down in the south in Tennessee, it's a Friday night, got a place to be. Hair done, nails done, looking good. Got my fresh fit on just like I should. Prada, Gucci, Lucchese, Savage, Fenty underneath. Broadway girls, they follow me, cause bitch, I'm a queen. Bougie country looks like me. Bougie country so classy. Don't be jealous, join the team. Bougie country, come on, queen. Bougie country looks like me. Bougie country so classy. Don't be jealous, join the team. Bougie country, come on, queen. Got my girl gang by my side. VIP. We skip the lines. If a cowboy is hella fine, we just might let him slide. Tootsie's Barstool Whiskey Row. Hit and run, it's time to go. Broadway girls, we drank for free, cause bitch, we're the queens.
She's country, looks like me. Country so classy. Don't be jealous, join the team. Bougie country, come on, queen. Bougie country looks like me. Bougie country so classy. Don't be jealous, join the team. Bougie country, come on, queen.
Bougie country looks like
bougie country.
Rooftop castle, Aberdeen's part of Nashville royalty. Bougie country, come on, queen.
Bougie country looks like me. Bougie country so classy. Don't be jealous, join the team. Bougie country, come on, queen.
Oh, bring her into the show, please.
Hey, hey Lisa.
Wow, look at you with that hat. So that is that a cowgirl hat?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. So, Elise Stein, hailing from Nashville, right?
Yes.
So you're going to be debuting "Bougie Country."
That
I love that word. I truly like that word, bougie. Although I have to admit, when we were talking off air, I would have went with a different spelling. Is there a reason you spelled it that way?
There is a reason that I spelled it that way. I was debating on spelling it with the G-I-E versus the J-E-E, and I just liked it better. The J-E-E just felt better and was right. And I think
I use the word bougie a lot too. So, it's always B-O-U-G-I-E.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of the younger folks, I feel like also relate a lot to the J-E-E as well. It's a little bit slang, but yeah.
Oh, hey, whatever works. So let me see here. We got some wonderful things to say. If it would be easier if it was up on there. Thank you, folks. But Elise Stein, tell us a little bit about your background. What inspired you to get where you are? What your aspirations are? And I truly am excited for you that we can actually be the release of your new song on live on FM and iHeart everywhere else, primetime 9 p.m. Can't beat it. So tell us a little bit about the song.
Yeah, well, first off, thanks again for having me on the show today. I really appreciate being here.
My pleasure. I saw your stuff. We vet everything that comes through. We get lots of requests. So you got something going. I might even point at you, make you sing something, but I won't do that to you. but anyway, so tell us a little bit more. What would you like the world to know? I mean, the floor is yours. Tell everybody who you are. You're a rising star. Tell them why they need to follow you.
So my name is Elise. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, grew up here, was born and raised, and Bougie Country is actually going to be my first ever country single. I started off in the pop R&B sphere of things, and I landed on this song because I was writing it with one of my really good friends, Pearl. She goes by Pistol Pearl for her stage name, but we decided that we were going to collaborate and write a song together. And we also had our friend Nick Tyler come and write with us. And we ended up.
It's a great song. It really
is. Thank you. Thank you. But we ended up on this country song. And I was like, I really like this. So we wrote the song about like 2 years ago. And we're just now putting it out. But it's been a long time coming. So I'm very excited for this release.
I understand from some people that you have been a part of bands over the years. You're not just new to, you're musically inclined. You're running on the left hemisphere of your brain. So what, you've been a part of smaller groups? Have they become bigger, or are you the face that we're going to see everywhere?
Am I
going to be hearing you in every car over my voice? Because then am I going to regret for launching you? I'm kidding. I'm playing.
So starting off in music, like I started actually off in choir. And when I was in choir, I met another girl that I ended up being in a trio girl group with. And then I also have competed in pageants in the past. And I met another young girl that I heard her voice.
You were a finalist. What were you?
Yeah, so I've had quite a few pageant titles, but I've been Miss Nashville, Miss Chattanooga, Miss Tennessee Volunteer. Those are just the ones that I can think off of.
Well, that's enough, I think. You kind of pretty much own the market. You're pretty good with that. So let me see. I got some things that I thought of here. So how did you first start out in country? Because now you were saying you did a little pop and R&B. So that's a big shift. And here's another thing I want to throw in a caveat, kind of like a sandbag question, but it's okay. It's not that bad. Beyonce is trying to do the same thing, but you obviously have been doing this before her. So you're really the one, but she's trying to do the switch. So explain to us how you got to your conversion into country.
Yeah, so like I was saying a little bit earlier, I decided to write. I write songs all the time, and ended up writing that song with my friend Pearl, who's a country artist. And, you know, Pearl honestly had been trying to convince me to like switch over to country, but I wasn't all the way there just yet. Right. But when we wrote the song, I just really loved it, and that's kind of why I wanted to do this switch and just release this song. So, yes, I'm actually very grateful for people like Beyonce and Mickey Guyton that are leading the way for women of color to have like a louder voice in country music.
You need a louder voice in a lot of areas, to be honest. Like, you know, so I'm all for that. So, who is one of your biggest musical influences or entertainment influences besides being on this show?
Oh my gosh. Well, I love everybody, but, you know, it ranges from people like, Justin Bieber to Dolly Parton to,
Dolly Parton's a class act.
Yeah. I love Dolly Parton. She's just so sweet. And, she's around Nashville all the time, but
I hear she's, I mean, I've talked to her a few times, but I hear she's quite friendly to like just regular people.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? She's actually releasing, I believe, a makeup line. And I got to do a little test shoot for that.
Really? I understand you do some modeling. Tell us a little bit about, give us the full profile. I'll give you some extra time here.
Yeah, sure. So I've been modeling with the Block Agency. for about 7 years now.
What sort of things have you been in? Print video? What have you done?
I've been in music videos before, with people like Mickey Guyton. I was in Luke Bryan's music video. I have met Tim McGraw and Keith Urban.
Who's your favorite?
let's see. They were all very nice. I would probably say like Tim McGraw. And the crazy thing about him, though,
about
I didn't
Blake
realize.
Sheldon? What about Blake Sheldon?
I mean, I've never met him, so I can't speak on
he
him.
He watches the show, so he'll definitely see this or hear it.
Awesome.
So, yeah, him and Christina both. So that's good. So, all right. I mean, you have anything? I have additional questions. I don't want to blow you up here, but here's a really good one. I put a bunch of stuff together, so I'm trying to do this really nice. What is the process for you? Now, I'm an author, I'm a published person, and I go through a process for what I do in the legal and government stuff. What is your songwriting process? Like, what do you do? Do you have a regiment? Do you have to be somewhere special? I know when I come on the show, I have to wear cologne, and I wear certain stuff that, like, get me going for the show. Do you have anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, it really varies, because sometimes, like, in the past, the inspiration has hit me at like 3 a.m. Sometimes nice. I've also like heard songs in my dreams, and I would like have to wake myself up and like record it in my phone really quick and then
nice.
Come
so
back.
You have a notebook somewhere, all that stuff, right? Always available.
Yeah. And then I would say, as like for like a hardcore process, a lot of times I will have a producer go ahead and like have a track for me. And then we'll listen to that track, and then from there I kind of can hear melodies, or I can kind of start making melodies with my voice. And then from there, when I like do a melody, I'm like, what is the overarching like theme or something that I kind of want to address and talk about? And then I kind of like can start working in words from there, and it kind of just takes itself over. So
yeah, like, and like, you just don't know what's actually going to become something or not.
I was
actually talking to Sylvester Stallone, and we were discussing Rocky, and the movie Rocky.
Yes.
And he wrote that like 10 times before he actually put it through. And you got to stay strong in this industry, because they try to buy you out. And, you know, Rocky like didn't sell out, and here he is. But, I know the same thing. You just throw out half of what you wrote. It's like, and it's got to be such a hard game for you, because you're literally moving, it's polar opposites, you know, hip hop and country. So like, how do you like balance the two? How do you like 1 minute know what's appropriate? I'll give you for instance. Okay. I interviewed Alicia Keys before, and several times we spoke, and once she was in, I believe it was Texas, and she was singing, and the opening song she did, New York, you know, New York State of Mind or whatever it is. But by the way, I love that song. Shout out to you, Alicia. You're the best, whatever. But it was maybe not appropriate for the people there. So that's where I'm going. How do you know when it's okay? Should I pop this song out, throw that out, since you have such a broad band of skills?
Sure. I mean, I think you know it's the right time when Beyonce is like, all right, everybody step aside, and, you know, we are doing country music now. So, I mean, I wrote this song about 2 years ago, and, you know, the reason for the delay was just because we wanted to add some like finishing touches. We were working with one producer, and then wanted to fix a few things with the song, but ended up like waiting with.
And that producers. Was this song, Bougie Country?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. How long in the process has it been for you to create this, from your first midnight vision that you got up and started writing stuff down?
I do think it's been about 2 years, 2 to 3
really?
Years now. So, I'd have to like go look back at my text messages to find that exact like year date. But it's been a hot minute. It's been some time coming. So, yeah.
So what is the most motivating, inspirational part of this for you? The creation, the performance, or seeing the reaction? What is it? Like, what's the part for you?
I mean, I think it's the message. Bougie Country is really about
Tell us the message. Yeah, tell everybody what it means.
Yeah.
Again, we're shaping society. Shape society. Maybe right, America needs to hear what you have to say right now because we have so much conflict.
So yeah, it's really about being inclusive with all people. I want people to know that bougie country, anybody can be bougie country regardless of what they look like, what their skin color is, what religion they believe. It's about right. being inclusive of every single person to be included in country music. And I feel like in country music has been a little bit exclusive in terms of who they kind of like get popular yeah. into country
that
music.
That was my next question for you.
Right.
So, growing up, do you mind saying how old you are?
Oh, I'll leave that out.
You don't need to.
Sure.
But growing up and watching, you've seen the shift in country.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? And where do you see it with the shift from where it was to where it is now and where maybe you're going to take it and other people might?
Sure. I mean, I think it's been a long time coming. You know, we have people like Taylor Swift who started out country and then went into pop. And then we have people like Beyonce who starting out like kind of pop in that pop R&B field and then going into country.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. I want to see more women having a louder voice in country music. And I think that bougie country is something that is going to give even more women a voice to be able to just, you know, relate into country music. So I'm very excited for that. And I'm just happy that this message is about inclusivity.
So if you could say something to somebody who went through the process of what you're doing, it's a very lonely world. There's a very limited chance of success and opportunities like this to go out your song to launch literally on FM stations everywhere and to syndicate across 54 countries, 2,000 some odd channels. It's a big feat for you, but you never know. This doesn't happen. This is very rare, something like this. So what advice would you give to other young women and men who, of whatever race and color, who are coming into entertainment and they want to come up and make it? Because it is very hard.
Yeah.
What advice would you give them?
Well, you know what they say, if it was easy, everybody would do it. I would say, yes, it is hard. You have so many people that you think that they're an overnight success, but really it took them like 10 years to actually get where they were going. So I would say, keep on grinding every single day, keep on moving forward, take it day by day, and just don't give up. Just keep on going until you get to where you want to be.
You definitely have done quite well for yourself. Let me see. I have a few more things on my desk. Let me roll through this. I typed all this stuff up thinking what I'm going to do here. I think I hit the note. What, do. Roll with me here. Okay. Oh, I did want to ask this one. Out of your whole experience, what is the most memorable thing? Like some, I would say for me, if it was me, meeting Dolly Parton, Blake Shelton, you know what I mean? Something like that. Grand Ole Opera House or something like that. What's yours?
Oh man, there's a lot.
Maybe tonight listening to you air on FM.
Sure, yeah. Well, one time I got to go backstage to a Justin Bieber concert and
I'm a Selena Gomez fan, so.
I love Selena Gomez too, but
I don't
I
think he treated her all that nice, but that's for another day.
Yeah,
anyway,
wait.
He's Canadian. He's Canadian. All right, whatever. I'm kidding. So go on. So tell me, you were backstage? Well,
yeah,
how old
so
were
somehow.
Were you a lot younger?
Huh?
You were a lot younger? Was this a long time ago?
This was maybe like the last time he came to Nashville. So I don't know how many years, like it could have been like a year or two ago, maybe when that happened. But I literally somehow like manifested that because I did not have any tickets at all to the concert. And I was actually singing at this thing called like the Magic Show, which was like a fashion thing that was happening in Nashville, and my guitar player ended up knowing the guy who produced the song Peaches for him. And so, I was telling him how I just wanted to go to the concert. And then he was like, actually, I might have a connection for that. And wow. So I ended up getting like super lucky, and he ended up getting us backstage, and it was one of the coolest experiences that I've ever had. Another thing that I would say is also from modeling, I've gotten to be in Mickey Guyton's music video. And
you've done some shoots too, print, right?
Yeah. So I've been modeling with TJ Maxx most recently. I was just did like a 10-day trip with Royal Caribbean at their perfect day at Coco K. Pretty awesome.
Good character there. I like it.
So yeah.
Actually, if you have any images and videos and stuff, you feel free to submit it into production, so we can roll that. And we're gonna run into your show. Let me make sure if I don't have any other things extra I want to pull from you here. I think that is it. Unless if there's anything last you want to tell anybody. Everybody that's out there, and there's a lot of listeners and a lot of downloads afterwards. And this show, besides it being on FM, your song's going to run, but during this show, and it's going to run on the channel continuously. I'm putting it into the rotation on my stations. So, what do you want to tell people about it?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening to Bougie Country. When you guys hear Bougie Country, I want you guys to feel inspired, bold, and confident, because know that country music is for everyone. So that's what I want to tell the world.
And it's always great to be bougie.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Elise, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm excited to release Bougie Country, Elise Stein. Let's go right to that. Let everybody hear it. Turn your radios up out there. Get the mics up, the volume, the speakers, whatever you got, ear pods. And make sure you download it too, because you're going to be in iTunes for this too within an hour of filming. Go to the song. Thank you so much, Elise. We appreciate you coming. And we hope you make it very far. We will do all we can to get you whatever we can do. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. With Sonati's call to action, stay engaged. Reflect on how music influences your views. How does your view or your emotional feeling about a topic change after hearing a country song? Remember, always 360, 365, 180 degrees forward and 180 degrees behind you, 365 days a year, because danger doesn't take a break. And this especially applies to young women coming into the industry who we're seeing with the Me Too movement, have been really not treated appropriately and, accosted. So basically, thank you for joining the show today. Again, thank you so much, Elise. We wish you the best of success. Bougie Country, check her out. Elise Stein, she's going places. Blake, when you watch the show, get her up in there in your place down there. With that, Miss Bianca's going to take us out with Pride, Honor, and Glory.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, get through the night, that a flag was still there.
And she's not going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner